If you grew up on a sort of a typical American diet, the idea of meals that focus on vegetables probably sounded a little bit foreign in your younger days. And depending on what you imagine would be on your plate, maybe sometimes not very tasty. I'm betting that our guest may just be able to change your mind about that. In fact, I'm sure she can. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us today, by the way. Susie Middleton, my guest, is a food writer and gardener. She lives on Martha's Vineyard. She's editor-at-large for Fine Cooking Magazine and author most recently of The Fresh and Green Table, Delicious Ideas for Bringing Vegetables into Every Meal. She also blogs. I love her blog. Listen to this blog. It's sixburnersue.com. So, with me by phone today, Susie, thanks for taking time to join us.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
I'm great. I love that Six Burner Sue business. Where'd you get that?
Oh, it was a nickname given to me when I was right out of culinary school because I hogged all the burners on the stove. So I don't have a six-burner stove anymore, so but it stuck, so.
Oh, I think it's a great.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And your book is really a lot of fun.
Thank you.
I am enjoying this book. In fact, I wanted to give Annabelle Breakey a hug, too.
Oh, she's fabulous, huh?
She's the photographer for this.
I love the photos. Love them, love them.
The photos in this are absolutely, well, obviously she had something great to work with because she had a bunch of great dishes that you prepared. But, wow, you just want to start chewing on the pages.
Yeah, I love that, Larry. I like that image a lot. I hadn't really thought of that, to tell you the truth, but now that you say it, I'm thinking, yeah, that worked for me. So there are a lot more photos in this. My first book, Fast, Fresh, and Green, which was all vegetable side dishes, was a great book, but it didn't have as many photos as this one does, which is all vegetable main dishes, and it's really pretty. So
I defy anybody to look at those pages and not want to go immediately out and get the vegetables and make those dishes.
Well, I like to make things taste good too. You know, I'm not a freaky health nut. I'm all about if vegetables taste good, I think people will eat more of them. So that's sort of my main goal.
Well, I'm telling you what, you're doing a wonderful job. And you know, I like your philosophy a bit. You say that you need good ingredients. They're certainly important to preparing a great meal, but the techniques that you learn and use are pretty key, aren't they?
They really are. I mean, I feel lucky. I came from a technique background, and I learned to cook vegetables a lot of different ways to really bring out their sweeter side and to make them really palatable and to not overcook them by crowding a pan too much and steaming them and things like that, which I'm really careful in the recipes to give details for doneness clues, what things smell like and feel like, and so that you can kind of learn to be a good cook as you're going along and making these things.
You know, that's another thing I like about the book. I like the fact that you have probably more instructions in some ways than maybe a standard book, but they're very helpful. Let's put it that way.
Some people look at it and go, oh my God, that looks really complicated, but it's sort of the opposite. I try to be overly helpful, but it works out well in the end because people tell me my recipes really work well and that they all taste great and they're so pleased when they make them. So that's my goal. I don't like to take shortcuts that are going to compromise flavor and the results of your final dish.
So. Absolutely. Well, I want to give our listeners a chance to join in. And my gosh, maybe you regularly use veggies as a centerpiece of a meal or a main course. If you don't, why not? If you do, what do you like? Do you have favorite recipes? Call us at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org. That works. Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show. By the way, on the Facebook page, we had Judith, how many did we put up? We put three of your recipes from your book. Are up on the.
Judith told me that's awesome.
Yeah, and along with them some photos. So, and you know, she says, "Larry, why don't you look at the script I gave you?" And she's got She says, pointing at the script, look at the script, Larry.
Asparagus leek bisque.
Yes, with a creme fraiche and tarragon.
Yeah, tarragon. and let's see, what else did you
wintergreen and white side salad with blue cheese, my favorite, and hazelnuts.
Yeah, that's a really nice one, especially for this time of year. And that's sort of designed to be a side for some of the heartier soups and ragouts and things like that in the book.
And then the farro with balsamic rosemary roasted shallots and grapes over roasted portobellos.
That's a great picture, too. I love that. But that's a really delicious. My first restaurant job was in an Italian restaurant, and I learned to roast grapes, which is kind of an unusual thing. You don't think to cook grapes, but mixed with rosemary and a little balsamic dressing, it brings a sort of unfamiliar grain, which is farro, into the realm of everybody enjoying it. And then for a really killer vegetable presentation, I serve it in roasted portobello mushrooms. So.
Yeah, that's a wonderful way to serve it. And farro, do you like, I'm not so sure that many, that farro is widely used here in Wisconsin.
No, but it is more available now. And you look for something called semi-pearled farro, which is partially cooked, but it's just enough so that it'll cook in about 45 minutes. It's very nutty tasting, a little bit like wheat berries, but I like it better. And if you're unfamiliar with it, a good thing to do with it is add it to a hearty soup for starters, like you would like a beef and barley. Use farro instead of barley.
Yeah. You're not a vegetarian, by the way, but you're really committed to making veggies the stars instead of the supporting actors.
Yeah, I think everybody wants to eat more vegetables, and I'm not a vegetarian. You know, I try to eat local meat. Where I live here, we have a lot of farmers. We're farming too. We raise laying hens, but you know, I try to eat a little less meat. But I really just feel like it shouldn't just be the provenance of vegetarians to eat great vegetables, because I think everybody wants to eat them and eat more of them. And I sort of think you can think of meat as a little bit of a condiment sometimes. You can help along your dishes, or just have a few slices of roast chicken or roast beef on the side, you know, and make a really nice vegetable dish at the center of the plate.
Oh, you are so, so right. And, you know, one of the great cooks at Wisconsin Public Radio is Judith Sears Poisson.
Okay.
Who is joining me right now, right as we speak.
I love Pledge Drive because you compliment me all the time. Yesterday I was one of the most fit people, you know. Today I'm one of the best cooks.
Oh, I love it.
Well, oh, man, I tell you, well, Susie, it's great talking with you. And we're going to continue talking with Susie right through the show. Learning about her book, The Fresh and Green Table, Delicious Ideas for Bringing Veggies into Every Meal. And we're going to get back to that conversation. But first, take a couple minutes to ask for your support of the programs you enjoy. Listeners help pay the bills at Wisconsin Public Radio, and we're in our winter membership drive. Judith Sears Poisson with me, and we're talking and asking you to go to WPR.org or call us at 888-202-2552 right now to make a gift in support of the program you count on. And Judith, always goals.
Always goals. Yeah. Last hour, the goal was 45 pledges, and we got 32 pledges. Thank you so much for pledging during the Kathleen Dunn Show. Right now, we have a dollar-for-dollar match. Larry, are you ready for this? Up to $5,000. That's a big one. Woohoo!
Ooh.
This extremely generous match. It is from current members and Candy Girl Sweet Shop, that's Candy with a K, in downtown Marshfield. It's their way of encouraging you all to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Get your pledge doubled right now. It's a great opportunity. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
You might wonder what your pledge pays for. Well, we have toll-free numbers, so you can call in your questions. We rely on newspapers and magazine subscriptions, internet services, so that we can kind of research the topics of the day. And all these things and so many more have costs. So your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 helps pay for all that.
And we know you give to WPR to support the programs. As an added incentive, we have something special for you. You can get your own copy of The Fresh and Green Table, Delicious Ideas for Bringing Vegetables into Every Meal, when you give $180. That's $15 a month. Ask for it now when you make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we have one pledge up there for $180, and that came from Mr. Larry Mueller. I put in 180 bucks because I want a copy of that book. It's wonderful.
Gorgeous.
It's a gorgeous book. And so I hope you'll do that too. You have a strong sense, I hope, of what it means to be a Wisconsinite. Chances are that Wisconsin Public Radio plays an important role in that sense of identity. We serve the entire state.
And on Wisconsin Public Radio, you get news, voices, music, and sounds from around the state. Over time, all of these broadcasts add up to a strong sense of connection to the state we all call home.
And Wisconsin Public Radio, it's a home we all share, funded in large part by you, by listeners. So please give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Your gift right now is a really powerful gesture. It means you're willing to stand up and be counted as the next member in our WPR community. New members are so important. Without you, we wouldn't be able to increase and improve our services as we do each year.
You care enough to listen, so please care enough to support your source for meaningful radio. Make your gift easy to do, satisfying as well. I feel pretty good about my gift. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This is David Green from NPR News. When you tune in to Wisconsin Public Radio, you hear quality radio. And you can rely on WPR to be here for you day after day. As a public radio station, WPR relies on you to support the programs you enjoy. And a great way to give your support is by becoming a sustainer. Choose a monthly amount that works for you and set up an ongoing donation. WPR gets reliable funding and you get reliable programs. It's really a win-win. Please become a sustainer now. Here's how.
To do that, you pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. And maybe your gift is $5 a month or $10, or maybe it's $15 a month. That makes $180. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's $100 a month. We have some folks who give $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And whatever that right amount is, I want to remind you that we have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $5,000 in effect right now. That's offered by current members of Wisconsin Public Radio and Candy Girls Sweet Shop, that's Candy with a K, in downtown Marshfield. Your gift of 50 turns into 100, 100 turns into 200. If you pledge 180 to get the great Fresh and Green Table cookbook, that turns into 360, and so on. Take advantage of this match to make your gift go even further in paying for WPR programs. Get your pledged match dollar for dollar right now at WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
I kind of think I was a smart one here. No, I did my 180, so now it's turned into 360.
Exactly.
Plus, I get the Fresh and Green Table by Susie Middleton. You can get that Fresh and Green Table, Delicious Ideas for Bringing Veggies into Every Meal, for your pledge of $180 or more. That's $15 a month.
And you've made the decision to listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. Now make the decision to support WPR financially. It's as simple as that. And pledging is simple, too, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're looking for, we need quite a bit, but somebody just joined me.
Yes.
Somebody just contributed.
It's a club of two for the moment.
$200 a pledge came in, so that's great. Thank you so much for that pledge. That person's going to get the book and also doubled his or her money there. So we're looking for $5,000 worth of pledges over the next hour or so. Your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. supports the programs that you count on.
And ask for the Fresh and Green Table, delicious ideas for bringing vegetables into every meal with your pledge of $180 or more. Like Larry said, that's just $15 a month. Pledge now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And when you make your pledge, consider becoming a sustainer. Your sustaining membership automatically renews every year. You'll pay your pledge in affordable monthly installments. Easy to set up. Great way to make a lasting impact on WPR. You choose how to give, though, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Regina from Green Bay says, I commute an hour each day to and from work. I feel informed both on the state and national level because of the news you provide. Thanks for making my time on the road worthwhile. Well, if we're making your time worthwhile, we hope you'll donate now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A few more people have joined us. We have a goal of 65 pledges.
Right.
And we have 60 more to go.
Right. And we have that challenge grant up to $5,000 dollar for dollar matching. Help us make that now. WPR.org 888-202-2552.
And we're talking to Susie Middleton, food writer, extraordinaire, gardener. She lives in Martha's Vineyard. She's the editor at large for Fine Cooking Magazine. Excuse me. And the author of, most recently, of The Fresh and Green Table, Delicious Ideas for Bringing Vegetables into Every Meal. And she blogs at sixburnersue.com. So great to have her along. Thank you so much for listening in. Maybe you have a question about cooking with veggies. How do you regularly make veggies part of your meal? What about with kids? Do you have a favorite recipe that features veggies prominently? We'd love to hear about that as well. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. Or email us at talk@WPR.org. So great to have you listening in as we visit with Susie Middleton about, featuring vegetables. Her book, The Fresh and Green Table. It's a wonderful book. She's the author of A Fast, Fresh, and Green as well. This is a Delicious Ideas for bringing vegetables into every meal. And, you know, lots of people want to visit with you, Susie. So should we go to Jack? Let's go to Jack in Milwaukee. Jack, hi. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. I'd like to ask your guest to compare raw vegetables to cooked vegetables. I'm a 21-year-old college student, and I absolutely love eating raw vegetables, but I absolutely despise cooked vegetables. I feel like they just get soggy, and I just don't enjoy them. But I would like to add them into some more meals that I enjoy, especially with fish and chicken. And I was wondering how I could do that without making them soggy and kind of not taste very good.
Hi, Jack. Well, I love raw vegetables, too, and I don't like overcooked, soggy vegetables. And the way I get around that is using high-heat cooking methods, which is roasting, grilling, and sautéing without a very full pan. Roasting is very easy. Crank up your oven to 425 or 450. Cut your vegetables into similar-sized pieces. Toss them with oil and salt and cook them until they're crispy.
Okay, great.
And we did that last night with some small red potatoes. Oh, my goodness, was that good.
And another thing I do in the Fresh and Green Table is combine raw and cooked vegetables. So I do a lot of warm salads where I do really nice winter greens and then add some roasted vegetables into them with a vinaigrette. So you get kind of a yin and yang thing. It's kind of nice that way.
Jack. Oh, interesting. Never even thought about that.
Yeah, Jack, I hope you get a chance to look at Susie's book, The Fresh Green Table. If you can't afford to contribute now, at least take a look at the library or whatever, because you're going to find a lot of great ideas in that book.
Great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Jack. Thank you for calling. He'd have a ball. I can tell.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's so many ideas. And you know, he might, you know, get into egg dishes or some of the ragu. There's pizza. There's, you know, soups and pastas and all kinds of things.
Yeah, I love that. That pizza. What's the white sauce? There's a white sauce pizza with mushrooms.
There's a potato carpaccio and there's a caramelized onion.
Yeah. Oh, man, that looked good.
That pizza dough is really easy, too. I learned that from one of our authors when I was editor of Fine Cooking Magazine, and it's done in the food processor, and it's way better than buying an already made pizza crust, and it's not hard.
Yeah, your Walk in the Woods grilled pizza, just looking at that one, I thought, oh, I got to have one of those.
That is just a blast, making grilled pizza. That's one of those things you have to promise me, Larry, you're going to try that this summer.
Don't worry, I will. You really won't have to worry about that, Susie.
Okay. It's really fun.
Oh, man. Juliet, Lake Tomahawk, your turn. Hi.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question for Susie. I was wondering if she could share any ideas for any sort of vegetable substitutes for things like grains or rice. I actually sometimes use spaghetti squash for noodles and Thai dishes, and I really, really enjoy it. So I was wondering if she had any other ideas like that.
You're not eating grains?
I've tried to cut back a little bit, just for weight loss purposes, and and I was just wondering if there are any other sort of ideas, you know, vegetable substitutes for other types of grains.
Like spaghetti squash.
No, yeah, like spaghetti or any, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not, I don't use a lot of, substitute type, you know, gluten-free or whatever ingredients. But what I do a lot with my vegetable cooking is use vegetables that have umami, what I call umami, the intense flavor that's almost meaty, like mushrooms, eggplant, onions, tomatoes, things that will make you feel like you're getting the full package. You know what I mean?
Right, more dense. Okay.
Yes, and have kind of that smoky flavor, and mushrooms and eggplant are definitely some of those, and always combine. If I've got a green vegetable that's kind of light feeling, like green beans or a spinach, I always combine it with mushrooms or onions or something that's got a little bit more heft to it, so you get a dish that feels more filling.
Okay, great. Well, thank you.
Thanks a lot for calling. And I know with one section, where was it? Oh, under hearty soups. There's a line, if you want something good to eat for yourself, that happens to be a killer showcase for fresh vegetables, sit onto a bowl of southwestern spice butternut squash and apple soup with lime, yogurt, and cilantro.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's a really good soup. It is. It's really one of my favorites. I've done a lot of creamy soups over the years, but butternut squash is really one of the best vegetables for pureeing in a soup because it creates this very silky texture, and with the sort of pastel of southwestern spices that soup has with ancho chili, it has a little cocoa, a little cumin, coriander pureed and then lightened up with a sweet apple and little yogurt, cilantro, and lime. It's really very flavorful.
And this time of the year it works very
well.
Definitely works. Julia, you better be trying that.
I'm going grocery shopping right after the show.
All right.
Yeah, there's a lot of flavor, a lot of ways to get flavor out of vegetables without, you know, having to use ingredients that maybe are not, you know, what you'd want to.
Man. Well, you know, as a follow-up on Judith, who is it? Judith uses a vegetable peeler to make ribbons of carrots.
Yeah.
Yellow squash and zucchini.
Yep.
And then she sautés them as a substitute for pasta.
You can definitely do that. I have a recipe in Fast Fresh and Green for zucchini ribbons. And I actually, instead of using the Y-shaped vegetable peeler, I use this fun little julienne peeler, which is the same shape.
Yeah.
And it makes little tiny thin ribbons. And, boy, you toss that really quickly in a hot sauté pan because you don't want it. Squash gives out a lot of water, so you don't want to cook it over low heat or too slowly. Just very fast. A little garlic, lemon, chopped fresh parsley, and you're good to go.
Sounds great to me, I'm telling you. Wendy emailed us, too, and says it's very blustery in central Wisconsin in the Wausau area, and my farmer husband and I were so hungry for cream of potato soup and biscotti.
That's great. Well, it's blustery here and on our farm in Martha's Vineyard, too. And I don't have a potato soup in the book, but I do have some really good warming soups, a Tuscan kale and white bean soup and a spicy noodle hot pot and a great minestrone.
Well, and also, excuse me, for some reason I keep having to clear my throat here. I'm looking for a photo in the book. I have the book in front of me. which I have to give back, which is why I see I had to buy or had to contribute $180 so I can get my own copy.
I'm proud of you, Larry. I really am. I'm impressed.
There's somewhere in here, there's a potato. Oh, it's a potato.
Galette?
Galette.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up because that's awesome. And that is really... looks fancy, but it's easy to do. It's a layered potato and cheese dish that's made in a tart pan. So you remove the bottom of the tart pan, and then you get what looks like a crustless potato pie, and you cut it into wedges. This one has Gruyere cheese and a little rosemary, and I've made these for years and years, and people love them.
I can believe that. They look
crazy good.
Yeah, they look just absolutely delicious.
Really good. And I have a tip for cutting potatoes for that, because I'm not a big mandolin girl, because I don't like to cut my fingers off.
Yep.
So I take a peeled potato, and I cut it in half first, and then put the cut side down so that it's stable. It's lying flat on the cutting board, and then I slice it thinly crosswise, and that's where you get nice, thin potatoes for something like this without killing yourself.
Oh, that's a, I've got one of these slicers that I'm trying to remember what they're called. But you hook the potato. It's got its own little holder, and then you.
Oh yeah.
You slice it. You slice, and you can change the width of the slices. And I can't believe I can't think of the name of it. It's a little plastic thing that works pretty with a nice sharp blade, and it works pretty well.
Good. That's good. That sounds safe too.
Yeah. No more knuckles or fingers lost.
Right. Right.
Oh man. Well, we're getting ready for. Getting ready for some snow.
You know. Oh, we've had a lot of snow. In Wisconsin, you would think you would be having snow, but out here in Martha's Vineyard, we usually have mild winters, but we've got another snowstorm coming, and we had a blizzard and all kinds of good stuff.
Well, we've got that on the way as well. And Judith Sears-Poisson joining us as well. And Judith, we're doing pretty well.
We've made some progress.
Yeah, we have made some progress. You know, here we are, listener-supported radio, and... It's our winter membership drive, and Larry Mueller here, Judith Sears-Poisson joining me. We're here to raise money in support of the programs you enjoy on this station. So I hope you'll make your gift now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. The amount, well, that's up to you. We appreciate every donation because every dollar you give makes a big difference. Please give now at WPR.org. Or at 888-202-2552. And we've got that match.
We have this amazing dollar-for-dollar match up to $5,000 in effect right now. And we are halfway there. So there's a lot of people are helping us out, but there's still plenty of time for you. Well, not plenty of time. Plenty of room for you to join in on that dollar-for-dollar match up to $5,000. And that's a very generous challenge from current WPR members and Candy Girl Sweet Shop. That's Candy with a K in downtown Marshfield. They're donating that additional dollar for every dollar donated up to $5,000, but only during this show. So we need to take advantage of that. It's their way of encouraging you to support WPR. Double the impact of your pledge right now by giving at WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
I was trying to think of something we haven't covered on the show, you know. If you've heard about it on the Ideas Network, I'll bet anything. We talk about the environment, we got finances, food, popular culture, great books.
And actually, the last hour, Kathleen Dunn was talking about hoaxes, so we even talk about things that don't exist.
That's right. So we hope you'll make your contribution. Maybe it's $10 a month, or maybe it's $15 a month. That'll give you $180 a year.
And the cookbook.
Yeah, and whatever amount, though, you choose, that's what you should contribute. This is your chance to make the program possible. WPR.org, you can go there, or call 888-202-2552.
And don't forget, you can choose the fresh and green table, delicious ideas for bringing vegetables into every meal as your thank you gift for your pledge of $180. That's $15 a month. Your pledge will help support the programs, and you'll enjoy this wonderful cookbook that is so great that Larry pledged just to have his own copy. Make your pledge now. Join Larry at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And besides that, Susie Middleton's a fun.
She's a lot of fun.
I can tell. I would want to sit down across the table from her and
Especially if she's cooking, right?
Yeah, that's even better yet. But I might even spring, you know.
You hear that, Susie?
All right. Well, look, I won't put you on the spot, Susie. We won't do that.
You can meet halfway in Ohio or something.
Yeah, I'm going to put our listeners here on the spot a little bit. You should give right now. Why should you give? Because you're listening right now and you're thinking about it right now.
It's the right thing to do, and you'll feel great when you do it. WPR is an important public service, and you'll be making an investment in quality music, entertainment, news, and talk like the Larry Mueller Show.
We use your donation. I think we use it very wisely. We put it into the programs you hear every day. Support the station right now. You value the station, support it at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You've probably heard about our sustaining membership program. About 10,000 of your fellow listeners are proud sustaining members. They're modest heroes who provide a steady, reliable stream of funding for Wisconsin Public Radio.
You can join their ranks by choosing a monthly giving amount. Let's say it's $10 a month, setting it up on an ongoing basis. The amount you choose comes from your credit card or your bank account. It's the best way to support the station you're relying on. Sheila Reeves, one of my faculty members and associates, says, that's the way I do it. So you can do it, too. Follow Sheila. Become a regular sustainer right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
One of the things that I value particularly is because I do value its objectivity and I do value the variety of programming that Wisconsin Public Radio provides, I'm proud to be part of the audience as well. Because I know that I'm part of a group of people who appreciate the quality of Wisconsin Public Radio's programming. I like being part of that group. I'm Joan Rudnitsky, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for objective information and entertainment.
Thank you, Joan. I hope you will go to WPR.org or call us at 888-202-2552 to make your pledge of support. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson asking for your support of the WPR programs you count on. Thanks in advance for your gift. Maybe it was $5 or $10 or $15 or $30 a month, whatever the amount that's right for you, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And I want to remind you that we have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $5,000 in effect right now. It's offered by current WPR members and Candy Girl Sweet Shop, that's Candy with a K, in downtown Marshfield. Your gift of $50 turns into $100, $180 for the book turns into $360. It's an amazing and generous offer from these current members and the Candy Girl Sweet Shop. Take advantage of the match to make your gift go even further in paying for WPR programs. Get your pledged match dollar for dollar right now. Just go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember, you can get the Fresh and Green Table book, Delicious Ideas for Bringing Vegetables into Your Meal. For your pledge of $180 or more, I did it during the show. You can do it, too. That's $15 a month.
And Larry,
I actually put it on my credit card, to be honest.
Well, there you go. And Larry, you know, remember you were oohing and eyeing and drooling a little bit over that potato galette? Uh-huh. If we make that $5,000 match, I'm going to make you that potato galette. So don't leave Larry hungry.
Don't leave me hungry.
Cruel.
Yes.
Yeah. And we're getting there. We're getting there. We're at about 3,500. Whoop, just took a jump. Somebody really wants you to be well fed, Larry.
No, well, that's
but
good.
It's not locked in yet, so we really need your help. You might feel like Wisconsin Public Radio is worth $1 million. I actually do. But the great thing is neither one of us has to have that much to give. There are other ways we can help out.
There are. And your gift, any amount, it's $10 a month or whatever it is, $100 a month, whatever that's comfortable for you, that's the right amount to give. The important thing is just make your pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We're in good shape, but we are looking for 41 more pledges in the next 45 minutes. We can totally do that with your help, with your gift right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. Support the programs you count on.
And ask for the Fresh and Green Table, Delicious Ideas for Bringing Vegetables into Every Meal when you pledge $180 or more. It's $15 a month. Pledge now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking about vegetables and the Fresh Green Table cookbook by Susie Middleton. Susie's a food writer, gardener. She lives on Martha's Vineyard, editor at large for Fine Cooking Magazine. She's got a blog. Go to her blog, sixburnersue.com. You can, and as you can tell, as you listen to her, she's, you know, if you're going to listen, go to somebody's blog, she would be a good person to go to. She's friendly. She's open. She's a great person to talk with, and you can do it right now. But as a matter of fact, maybe you've got a question for her. Give us a call. 1-800-642-1234. That's the number to call, or you can email us at talk@wpr.org. And, you know, Ron in Mason, Wisconsin has a comment. So let's go to Ron. Hi, Ron. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, good morning, folks. Simple ways, I use a guillotine to slice potatoes or garlic or anything else thin sliced is just take a napkin and fold it about three times and then put it on top of the garlic or the potato that you're slicing and just slice away.
Just use a napkin.
Just use a napkin. That way you'll go to the napkin first before you even eat your fingers.
I like that term guillotine, too.
That's what it's called.
That's good.
That's good, Rod. Thanks for calling. You. Appreciate it. You ever, you know, we're talking about all these different vegetables, and I've brought this up on my show in the past, probably too many times, but beets. Do you ever grill beets? Beets are so good grilled.
I really don't, to tell you the truth.
Oh.
I'm sort of obsessed with slicing them thinly and quick roasting them, which turns them into kind of like candy, like chips.
Yeah.
And then I do sort of wrap them in foil with shallots and herbs and garlic and roast them in the oven that way. But you could do that in a covered grill, too. Now, how do you grill yours? Do you slice them first or wrap them or what?
Well, we usually slice them up and...
Yeah.
And then put a little oil on them and actually do them with some other veggies. You know, sometimes I'll have some onion or, you know, some sliced, thinly sliced carrots.
Yeah.
But they get really sweet. The beets get so sweet.
They do. I think it's a great idea to recommend to people grill or roast beets because they're way, there's the caramelization that happens makes them very much more palatable than boiled beets. And I love to grill vegetables of any kind. Now, Larry, do you slice them pretty thinly so that they cook through? That would be my only thing with beets since they're so dense.
Yeah, I do. I slice them fairly thin. I mean, you know.
I mean, not real thin, but, you know,
no, if you get,
quarter inch or something. I don't
if you
know.
Get a, if you get a can of sliced beets, it's about that thickness.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, probably a quarter inch or so.
I don't know about those cans, Larry. I don't buy the cans.
Well, I've taken canned beets and done it too.
Yeah.
Not pickled,
well, that's
but
of
just
a cool
canned.
Idea, isn't it?
It's simple.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't have beets, like right now, you know, you're not going to find a lot of fresh beets.
Right, exactly.
So, all right, get yourself some.
And I do not peel my beets though when I do have fresh ones. That's one thing. I slice right through them, and the skin is actually quite palatable when it's roasted or grilled.
And they're really good for you too.
Yeah.
I love that. Give us a call, by the way, if you have a question or a comment, maybe a recipe to share as we talk about cooking with vegetables. The number is 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org or go to my Facebook page. In fact, go to my Facebook page anyway because we've got some of Susie's recipes, at least three of them up there posted with some nice photos. We've got links to her blog and to her website. So right there at the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page. So you can do that while you're listening. So many great recipes in the book. And your book is kind of, let's see. You've got it categorized. Go ahead and tell us.
Yeah, I was thinking about the types of main dishes that people are familiar with and like that would be a good place to make vegetables the star. So I didn't want to do anything too funky. So we've got salads, soups, pasta sauces, eggs, gratins, which are really just casseroles. I've got a really nice pastry, rustic tart, veggie sautés, grains, and pizza.
Yeah.
So all those things are really fun destinations for lots of vegetables. That's why I picked them.
Yeah, and you obviously you've prepared all these
many times. Yeah, I have two people who cross test my recipes for them. One of them is a trained professional chef, and the other one is a citizen tester with a big family. So I get really good feedback on all the recipes I do, and so everything has to work and be delicious.
Well, let's talk about some. Do you have some good stories behind some of the book, the recipes that you have in the book? I know there are stories behind every one of them.
Well, there are. I mean, you know, my partner and I grow vegetables and raise laying hens. So there's, you know, things come out of the garden and they get cooked, and so. But you know, I learned to cook a lot of these things over the years as. An editor at Fine, and then the editor-in-chief of Fine Cooking Magazine, and then my first job was at Al Forno Restaurant in Providence, Rhode Island, where I learned to make grilled pizza and really good soups and warm salads. So I've been really lucky. I've learned from a lot of good cooks along the way, so I'm just trying to pass that along.
Now, one of the things I, you know, we eat, you know, we have a 9-year-old daughter, so.
Oh, well, we have a 10-year-old.
You have a 10-year-old. Okay, yeah. So you've sort of been the same, but when we go out to eat, oftentimes, especially if we go to a Mexican restaurant, she orders quesadillas. She loves quesadillas, and I'm looking at, when I first opened your book, I sort of opened it up almost to the middle, and right, what do I find? But she likes corn, too. Double corn, black bean, and cheddar quesadillas, and they look wonderful.
I know. And I think people sometimes are not quite sure how to make quesadillas, so there's a good little technique there. And I love corn tortillas because I think when you crisp them up, they have a lot more flavor than the flour tortillas. And that one's got fresh corn and black beans and peppers, and it's a real crowd pleaser. Really yummy and good to have alone or with a soup or a salad.
Yeah, or it's almost like kind of, you could have that as an appetizer, eh?
Oh, sure. But you could eat it for a kind of a supper, too, with some soup, so.
Yeah, I like the idea of, what would I have for it? What would you recommend as a soup out of your book for that, with the quesadilla?
Oh, maybe the zesty tomato bisque, which a lot of my friends have been making lately. I've been hearing about it on my Facebook page. So I think that would be a good one for serving with quesadillas.
You know, and I love tomato soup and tomato bisque. And that's one. How did I miss that one? Where is
it? It doesn't have a gorgeous picture with it, unfortunately. That's why you missed it, Larry.
That's
Zesty tomato ginger bisque is on page 36.
Oh, all right.
And it's got, I do this little flavor thing with orange juice, honey, tomato paste, and balsamic vinegar. It's just a little bit. I like to build flavor in soup, so I start by sautéing some leeks and fennel, and then I put this little tomato paste, orange juice, honey mixture in, and then the tomatoes and a lot of fresh ginger and some garlic, and simmer it.
Man, does that sound good.
Puree it up, and only a little bit of half and half. I mean, I think with the cream soups, you can pick. You can do half and half, creme fraiche, milk, little sour cream, but you just add it in at the end and you don't need a lot of it.
And then you pair that with the double corn, black bean, and cheddar quesadillas.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm trying that.
Sounds good, huh?
I'm trying that.
If you really get ambitious, you can make that winter white salad, which is on your Facebook page there, and if you're having some friends over and you want the whole deal.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, Susie Middleton, you are amazing.
Well, you know, then you've eaten all kinds of vegetables, and you barely even know it. You know, that's what's great about it.
Yeah.
It's not funky, you know? We're just eating stuff that's really just good. You know?
And good for you. And Judith Sears Poisson is good for me. She's my producer, and I couldn't live without her. And she joins us again, and she's here to remind you that you get a lot out of Wisconsin Public Radio, no matter when you listen. If you listen now, I know you're always going to have a good time and learn something. Or elsewhere, you're going to have fun there too. We're asking you to put something back in this time around, though. At WPR, listener contributions are the single largest source of funding. So your gift right now keeps the programs that you value, including this one, on the air. And so make your contribution right now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
This is so exciting, Larry, and I want to tell you, you have a potato galette in your future because I promised you one if we made the $5,000 match, and we did. Thank you to all of you who helped us get there. We had a dollar-for-dollar match that was a generous challenge from current members and Candy Girl Sweet Shop, that's Candy with a K in downtown Marshfield. They donated an additional dollar for every dollar up to $5,000, and we have cleared that. So thank you so much. It was their way of encouraging you to support Wisconsin Public Radio, and we really appreciate that.
And so, you know what? You can still contribute.
Oh, absolutely. I hope you will.
I hope you will, because for one thing, if you contribute $180, you're going to get a copy of that cookbook. But more than that, just think about the programs. You know, we are kind of I think we really provide some great advice from all kinds of experts. You got life coaches here. You got a personal trainer here. You got a food author on call. What's the cost to you? Well, you choose. The Ideas Network is your affordable source for helpful information. It's a great deal. I hope you'll give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
It's like what Susan from Economowoc says. I love Larry's show and the variety of topics. I learn something new every time that I listen. Well, if you agree with Susan, we hope that you'll show your support. You decide the amount of your pledge. Every pledge is appreciated, and every pledge helps pay for the programs you love on WPR. Think about asking for the fresh and green table, delicious ideas for bringing vegetables into every meal as your thank you gift. When you give $180, that's $15 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I can vouch for this book. I can guarantee you're going to like this cookbook. I will guarantee it. Everything you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio is the result, just like Susie's book here, of really thoughtful preparation. We do our homework so that you get the highest quality radio programs. I want to thank you so much for your commitment to this quality and the commitment you make when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, maybe you're at a point in your life where you're able to play a larger role in support of Wisconsin Public Radio. The 9XM Leadership Circle is a group of listeners who contribute $1,200 or more a year to support WPR programs. Leadership Circle members value the compelling public radio programming that so many people in our communities rely on. They want to make sure we'll be here today and tomorrow for all who listen. If you'd like to increase your support to WPR and join the 9XM Leadership Circle, you can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I listen because the content is so good, and I think it's because there's so much integrity in Wisconsin Public Radio.
It's probably the purest station in as far as handling both sides of an issue.
There's so much honesty with Wisconsin Public Radio. I think that's really important.
The consistent quality is there. It's just the kind of thing that sets a standard for news reporting, a standard that is much higher than you find in any other broadcast outlet.
I'm John Treader.
I'm Lorraine Henning.
I'm Wirt Cypress.
And Wisconsin Public Radio is
my source of entertainment,
thinking, and imagination.
And you can make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson asking for your gift of any amount to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. And maybe it's $5 a month, or maybe it's $100 a month, or maybe it's $15 a month. Anything above, below, in the middle, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
We have successfully made that $5,000 dollar-for-dollar match. Thank you so much for your support. We still have a goal of 65 pledges total for the show, and we have 46 so far. So there's still room to help us get to that goal. Get your pledge in right now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And remember, you can get the fresh and green table, just like I did, because I contributed $180. You can, too, and get a copy of it. The Fresh and Green Table, delicious ideas for bringing vegetables into every meal. for your pledge of $180 or more. That's $15 a month.
Wisconsin Public Radio works on the honor system. You don't have to pay for it, but think about what you would pay if you had to. Would you pay $5 a month or $10? What about $1 a day?
You decide the amount, and then you go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. We'll use your gift to support the programs you hear every day on this station. Contribute now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
18 more pledges in the next half hour we're looking for. Your gift right now helps us get there. WPR.org, 888-202-2552 to support the programs you count on.
And be sure to ask, when you contribute $180 or more, ask for the Fresh and Green Table. Delicious ideas for bringing vegetables into every meal. We're going to be talking with our guest today right up until, right through the next half hour. In the meantime, though, contribute now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Well, you and I know that adding more vegetables to our diet is great for health, but knowing what we should do and then actually doing it, sometimes it's two different things. And if we didn't grow up eating vegetables prepared in interesting and delicious ways, we may not just know almost where to begin. Larry Mueller here. Glad you could join us today on the Ideas Network. Thanks to people like Susie Middleton, vegetables have graduated from an afterthought side dish to being the star of delicious and nutritious main courses. She has some great tips and recipes to share from her latest book. It's called The Fresh and Green Table. And you can join in. Maybe you have questions for her about preparing and using vegetables, or maybe a tip of your own. I hope you'll join us at 1-800-642-1234. Be sure to visit my Facebook page. Go to the Larry Mueller Show. Click like while you're there. We'll send you regular updates on upcoming show topics. Back after the news. Most of us could think of something to do with a head of broccoli or a bag of spinach, but there are so many wonderful veggies out there that are not only good for us, they're delicious as well. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Susie Middleton is a food writer and gardener. She lives on Martha's Vineyard. She's editor-at-large for Fine Cooking Magazine, and she's the author most recently of The Fresh and Green Table, Delicious Ideas for Bringing Vegetables into Every Meal. She also blogs at sixburnersue.com. Susie, thanks again for spending time with us today. Really appreciate it.
Oh, Larry, I'm really enjoying it, and I think you guys are doing fabulously with your pledge drive for good reason.
Oh, man, we're having a lot of fun, and we're getting lots of great donations.
Yay.
It's wonderful. You know, we talked about farro earlier, and
yeah.
I know, and I said, you know, you don't always see it around here, but Susan called in and wanted to let folks know that you can order farro from the Olive Cellar in Appleton, olivecenter.com.
Great.
So that's great, and it's the cellar as in C-E-L-L-A-R, not S-E-L-L-E-R. So it's the Olive Cellar in Appleton. And I bet there are other places, too, where you can get
natural food stores, and even grocery stores have it. If you look hard enough in the rice section, you probably see it.
We had a Facebook. And by the way, if you would like to join in, if you have a question for Susie Middleton or you want to contribute something about a recipe of your own, a veggie recipe, hope you'll join us at 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@WPR.org or go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Take a look at three of the recipes from Susie's book that we have up and some of the photos. And you can also post a question there yourself. And we had a Facebook question from Patrick who wonders, what are some good cooked preparations for radishes? And you know, radishes, pretty much, they're raw when I eat them anyway.
So it's kind of a thing to braise radishes now, but you can also roast them. I tried them, and they're really good.
Are they?
Yeah, I did it when I had fresh radishes. I quartered them and tossed them with oil and salt like I would any other root vegetable, and roasted them at high heat, and they're delicious. But you can also do a little French preparation, which is a little bit of chicken broth and a tiny bit of butter, and just cover them with a little bit of chicken broth and butter and simmer them on the stovetop until the liquid sort of reduces down and becomes kind of glazy. And that's what you'd call braised radishes.
Oh, and how do they...
They're very good. It makes them a little bit more mellow, but they taste a little like turnips. You know, they're pretty close to that.
Okay, so a way to do radishes. Are there other... I'm trying to think of some other vegetables that we don't... how about rutabagas?
I was going to say fennel. Well, rutabagas I love. I actually like rutabagas better than turnips. They're the same family. Rutabagas are just these big, you'll see the big purple skin and the yellow flesh. I have a great technique, and actually it's on the cover of the Fresh and Green Table, Caramelized Winter Vegetables, and has rutabagas in it. I dice up rutabagas and potatoes and carrots, and I cook them in a big sauté pan very slowly. I call it slow sautéing with lots of olive oil, and the pan is a little bit more crowded than you would traditionally think for a sauté, but the moisture that the vegetables give off while they slowly cook actually cooks the root vegetables through, and then they brown at the same time in the sauté pan, and so they become very tender and very sweet.
Well, I'm telling you, rutabaga, I love... Do you know that in, let me see, Cumberland, Wisconsin, I believe, there is a rutabaga festival every fall,
cool.
And there is a rutabaga queen of the festival.
I want to be the rutabaga queen.
Well?
My mother was the Miss Watermelon Queen runner-up in North Carolina. Talk about a title. Isn't that funny?
But
oh.
Rutabaga,
wow.
Yeah, so, man, somebody from Cumberland, please call and let me know that you're still doing that, because I thought, oh, what a fun way to celebrate a vegetable that a lot of people, what the heck is a rutabaga? Well, they're wonderful eating.
Yeah, and really good in soup, too. And if you have a good potato soup recipe, you could just take half the potatoes and substitute with rutabaga, and you'd get a nice sort of silky rutabaga soup.
Yeah. All right. Well, now let's take another vegetable. Let's think of another vegetable that people don't typically use every day.
Fennel, maybe?
Which?
Fennel.
Fennel, yeah.
Do you cook with fennel at all?
Not very much.
Yeah, I think that's another one that's very good braised, sort of a little bit of butter to brown it or olive oil first, because it's a very crisp vegetable. It's delicious raw in salads, but I don't think people know how to cook it. You brown it a little in the pan and then put either water and a little bit of wine or chicken broth over it, simmer it down, it becomes meltingly tender, and it's delicious. And in the Fresh and Green Table, I put it into a pasta sauce with tomatoes, very traditional Italian, and it's absolutely delicious.
No, oh, that sounds great. And parsnip and old lace. I just come up with a new name for a dish. Parsnip and old lace.
That could be a new cookbook. I love it. Parsnips are great roasted, too. They're very, very sweet, so they get brown quickly, so you just have to keep an eye on them. But you can make parsnip fries, cutting them into little, like, you know, like you would cut little pieces of carrot, but cut the parsnips long like that, and then roast them, and they're delicious.
Oh, yeah. Jackie in Milwaukee, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. I'm enjoying this, and I'm not able to cook today. You're driving me crazy. I'm calling about leeks. It always irritated me because I would use the white part for other things, and it irritated me to have to throw away the greens because they say throw them away, cut them up. And while I can't give you an exact recipe, you can take them and cut them up and simmer them a little bit, the green part, and
yeah,
it makes like a nice broth. And I called one time for a program because I got a cookbook somewhere that tells you how to do it. And the man said he was a vegetarian. He was looking for something that wasn't chicken broth, and leeks will do it.
Oh, definitely. The very best ingredient to put in a vegetable broth is leeks.
Oh, yeah.
And a ton of flavor. And just simmer them with some carrots and even celery and onions, and you've got a really good vegetable broth.
Oh, yeah. Jackie, thank you.
Welcome.
Thanks.
appreciate
good
idea. It. And also, Jude called to say that Cumberland, Wisconsin, still does have the Rutabaga Festival.
Yay!
And it's held in August. And I'd forgotten the date. I actually did my PhD research a long, many years ago. One of the communities I worked in was Cumberland.
Oh, wow.
And so that's one reason I remember that Cumberland Rutabaga Festival, because we happened to be there during the festival time, and we had a ball, as a matter of fact.
That's fun. They harvest. We grow them, yep. And we harvest them in August and September. You think of them as a winter vegetable, but they can stay in the ground, but they're harvestable, you know, if you plant them in June by August. So.
Yeah, believe me, there's plenty of rutabagas around in August in Cumberland.
You know. What were you researching, by the way?
I was for my doctorate degree. We were looking at how to get better citizen input into planning for change in communities. How do you go about doing that? So we were testing different methods, and we had a method that worked pretty well, actually, in Cumberland, and it went on to be used, a method that's been used pretty much ever since, over the last many years, as a matter of fact. Good way to get citizen input. Donna in Eau Claire. I see.
Want to suggest jicama.
Jicamas.
Jicama raw, like eating raw potato. What else can you do with it?
And you know, jicamas always taste more like peas to me. The fresh.
Interesting. Yeah. Huh. Well, I just always do the lime juice and salt the Mexican way, or I make. I put them into salsas, so I'm definitely a raw jicama person. But again, you could roasting wouldn't be great because of all that moisture. But
no.
Any kind of wet heat, a little bit of sautéing or braising would work.
I don't know what it is about my taster, but because every time I say I think jicama tastes like peas, fresh peas, garden peas, people look at me like, you're nuts. They don't taste that way at all. Well,
yeah, maybe. Maybe they're related to legumes, and maybe there's some background. You never know.
There may be something in there. Thanks, yeah. Donna. Appreciate the call. And where have we got? Oh, Wanda in Minocqua. Hi, Wanda.
Hi. Yes. I had a call, and I asked your lady on the phone how you did those grapes with that balsamic vinegar. But I mentioned, too, that I didn't know if you guys mentioned anything about cooking with those dill fronds. You can buy them at the store, and it's the leafy part of the dill, not the head, but the leaf.
Oh.
I said cooking with what? I missed that.
Dill.
Oh, the dill fronds?
Oh, wait a minute.
Dill?
Dill fronds.
Oh, okay. Yes. Dill fronds.
Oh, my gosh. I make fried potatoes, like when I do a fish dinner, and I bread up the fish, and I always do fried potatoes, and I always put the dill in them, potatoes. I just make the taste summery. They're wonderful. I cook them with fish when I do my poor man's lobster. You sprinkle diced musk. I use it on everything. I love that dill.
Oh.
Yeah, fresh dill has got a very strong flavor. We put it, just a little bit of it, into our salad mixes also.
Oh, yeah, I never
thought
of that.
Yeah, that sounds good. Oh, man.
Yeah, I love fresh herbs in with lettuces. It's a little pick-me-up.
Yeah, we've got some fresh herbs going in our house right now, you know, under some grow lights and different things. And
good for you.
Dill, never thought about dill that way, but that's not a bad idea.
Dill is great in the garden, too, because it attracts beneficial insects.
Flowers
are beautiful, too.
Someone wanted, a caller couldn't stay on the line, but wondered about grilled veggie recipes in the book. Do you have what you might have in the way of grilled veggie recipes?
Oh, lots of grilled veggies. My absolute favorite recipe in the book is actually the first recipe, which is grilled zucchini, bell pepper, goat cheese, and grilled bread salad. It is to die for, I have to tell you. I'm a huge grilled vegetable lover, and this one layers grilled summer vegetables with creamy goat cheese and some greens, and throws in one of my other favorites, which is grilled bread. And I tell you what, it is a meal that you will love and love to serve to your friends.
Oh, man, and look at it in the book. That's another one. I even missed the photo of that one.
It's the very first recipe in it, and I also use cherry tomatoes in the dressing, so it's like the quintessential summer salad. And again, when you grill vegetables, they get that extra sort of umami flavor, that charcoaly thing going, so they feel more filling. They feel more like dinner, you know?
Oh, man, I'm telling you. Susie, you're a dream.
Larry, yeah, I'm blushing over here.
Well, you have come up with, you're so much fun to talk to. I hope you'll always come and be on our show.
Oh, anytime. I'm happy to. I'm writing another cookbook. So.
Oh well, yeah. You better make sure I know about it.
I will definitely do that.
Susie Middleton is. Food writer and gardener, and lives in Martha's Vineyard, editor at large for Fine Cooking Magazine, author of the most recently, her most recent book is The Fresh and Green Table, Delicious Ideas for Bringing Vegetables into Every Meal. She also blogs at sixburnersue.com, which I think is a great, I love that. Judith Sears-Poisson joins me here. That's a great six burner, Sue. You like that?
It's great.
Blog?
Yep. I want six burners.
Yeah,
only got four.
Six burners is pretty nice, I can tell you that. I'm here, by the way. Judith joined me, by the way, because this is our Wisconsin Public Radio winter membership drive. Giving now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 keeps this program going strong. Only takes a few minutes of your time. I hope you'll invest now in your future listening by donating right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And we are so excited that we met that dollar-for-dollar match up to $5,000. Thank you so much for helping us get there. That was offered by WPR current members and Candy Girl Sweet Shop. That's Candy with a K in downtown Marshfield. It's people like that that care so much about Wisconsin Public Radio that they want to encourage others to join them. So help us make this program an even bigger success with your donation right now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
We're always working on goals. One goal is, for me, I would love to have more people have a copy of The Fresh
Yes.
Green Table, because it is such a wonderful cookbook. For a $180 contribution, it's yours at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And, you know, we know you've been enjoying the conversation with Susie Middleton about the book, The Fresh and Green Table. We've been getting great calls from people saying, now, what was that recipe? Where can I get that recipe? That sounded so good. Well, now take a few minutes of your time to make this program and many more informative and fun programs possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you, that then make your pledge. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
During the program, you can get The Fresh and Green Table, Delicious Ideas for Bringing Vegetables into Every Meal for $180. I actually just used my credit card, to be perfectly honest. But you can call at 888-202-2552 and say, you know what, I'm going to set it up so I have $15 a month. And, you know, you can set it up that way. Or easy as well is to go online, WPR.org. You can set it up the same way, that way as well, by going online. Whatever way you want to do it, I hope you'll do it right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, those of you listening may not know this. Unless you've been listening for a long time, Larry first went on the air at Wisconsin Public Radio in 1967.
Yeah.
So he's been on for a while. And
I
it
was
hasn't
a young man.
You were, well, you're still a young man. You were even younger. But, you know, Larry's been on the air for a long time. It hasn't been exactly the same show or exactly the same kind of format. But all those years, those 46 years, Larry has been bringing great programs, interesting topics, fascinating guests, and his own warm and welcoming presence to the airwaves. You don't get a show like this anywhere else, and this show is possible pledge by pledge only on listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. Show your support right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And We're still behind on our pledge count.
Right. So we have a goal of 65. We need at least four more of you in the next 5 minutes to make that goal of 65 pledges during this show.
So please do that right now. You enjoy Wisconsin Public Radio pledge free after 1 o'clock Is it this afternoon?
Yep,
yeah,
this
after 1 o'clock this afternoon. But to make pledge-free afternoons possible, we need to, everybody, pull together during these earlier hours. Your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 helps keep this pledge drive efficient and running.
And think about the time you spend listening to WPR in the car, for instance. Weekdays, you get news and issues and talking about great recipes and health, home improvement, gardening. Weekends, you get laughs and music.
You make great use of your time when you listen in the car. You get where you're going, and you also get information and inspiration. Your life is enriched. Your time is enjoyable every time you get behind the wheel.
Your gift helps make the quality time you spend with us in the car or anywhere possible at WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
I especially like the talk shows. Just having a host and a guest isn't good enough for me. I really like the interaction, and I have called in, but very rarely. I just enjoy hearing other people call in and share information. It's a wonderful source of news for me. I'm Barbara Gilmore from Grafton, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for all my news about our world.
Thank you, Barbara. I hope you'll join her and pledge at WPR.org. Or at 888-202-2552, Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears Poisson asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. And maybe your gift is $5 a month or $10, or maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever the amount you choose, that's the right amount at WPR.org. Or at 888-202-2552.
It's really quite simple. WPR exists because people contribute. When we all give, and Larry and I both always give, our contributions add up to make this program possible. Your contribution really does make a difference.
So give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Simple as that. One pledge at a time. You make the station possible.
And speaking of one pledge at a time, we're looking for one more pledge in the next 3 minutes to get us to our goal of 65 pledges. But that doesn't mean, don't assume somebody else is going to do it. And make us happy. Help us go over.
Remember, you can get the fresh and green table, delicious ideas for bringing vegetables into every meal. And I do want to say, I'm a regular giver, but this was an extra give
yes.
that I gave on top because I wanted to get a copy of the book, The Fresh and Green Table. So I put in another $180 at WPR.org. You can do it too. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Giving really couldn't be easier. We just need your name, contact information, the amount of your pledge, and how you'd like to pay for it.
Save time and money. You can use credit card if you can. That's what I did, as a matter of fact. Better yet, start automatic sustaining donations directly from your bank account. You choose how to give, and then go ahead and do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Got to get a few more here.
We do. You know, we talk about pledge, but what does a pledge mean? A pledge is a promise. We pledge to bring you great shows every day, and that's a pledge that Larry and I take very seriously. Your pledge to support them is a contribution in any amount.
So when you help pay the cost of this station, we'll make sure there's something interesting for you to listen to. So that's our pledge. That's our pledge to you. So now you make yours, your pledge, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Sharon from Fitchburg says, Larry's show always has great variety. Thank you. Well, thank you, Sharon, for listening and for pledging. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And we have to go away here in just 15 seconds, but there's still time for you to contribute during this program. If you haven't yet, do it right now. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Still a little bit of time to get that book. Thank you to everyone who's pledged.